Hey, man, dig these blues, though, right? I ain't gonna lie, it's your boy Zero the Crooked, nigga. A.K.A. the Mo City Don, A.K.A., you know, all the rest of that shit. Hey, dig this here, though. What that was, like 91 or some shit? 9192. I'm talking about, nigga, I ain't even had facial hair around this motherfucker yet, you dig? I'm talking about young niggas, talking about rapping way back then, talking about say, nigga, hey, I ain't made to be having no motherfucking job. I ain't made to be flipping your motherfucking hamburgers, no motherfucking well, or nothing like that. You know, I decided way back then, nigga, hey, it's either this way, or, you know, fuck it, I'm gonna be a stick up kid or something, because I ain't finna punch no motherfucking clock. So, nigga, you know what I'm talking about, real talk. I remember long ass motherfucking evenings and even longer early a.m. mornings, nigga. I'm talking about music. I'm talking about a bullshit ass mic taped to the motherfucking wall. I'm talking about, and that was the studio right there. But hey, nigga, we wasn't complaining about this shit, nigga. I shoot to the pad in the mo, call this nigga on the phone. This nigga called me or something. See, one of us is slang the motherfucking, you know, idea for the hook or something, nigga. And hey, there it is, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Chemistry in the motherfucking make. Hey, and real talk, I ain't plexing by saying this. Dig this here close too, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because real talk, I knew this nigga agony like before I knew Trey, nigga. I ain't gonna lie. Me and Trey, you know, we kicked the doors in pretty sturdy, man, around like 98, 99. That Zero versus the World shit, man, that King of the Ghetto shit, you know, and they put out that old Gorilla Mark 3D2 shit. So, you know, we was eating pretty good, man. But, you know, like, real talk, I was still in school, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Nigga, still in motherfucking school. I'm talking about trying to do some motherfucking homework, nigga. Trying to buy some weed, trying to find some motherfucking freaks, and trying to write a motherfucking beat. Hard ass. It wasn't 16 back then, man. What it was back then, man. I think we were just rapping to the motherfucking beat change or something, nigga. Verses was like 66s or some shit. Long and dry like a motherfucker. But fuck it, nigga. We were doing that shit, you know what I'm saying? Jamming like a motherfucker. And I'm talking about the nigga we was with, talking about, ain't this some whole ass shit? This nigga won't even give a nigga a dub. Where a nigga can, okay, nigga ride way out here to Fifth Ward, your motherfucking highs. You know, with my lyrics, nigga. I mean, like 9 times out of 10, too, my beat too, though, nigga. I done slung the motherfucking beat, slung a motherfucking hook, slung a motherfucking verse, and slung my motherfucking ass to Fifth Ward, put all that shit together. And I'm talking about, we make jams back to back to back to back. Whole motherfucking ass, nigga, this nigga, don't you wanna give a nigga a dub. I'm like, man, this some old hoe ass and a half ass shit, man. God damn, boy, niggas don't be right. But guess what, though? It's 2009 now, though, and it's looking like the shoe is on the other motherfucking foot, dear goddamn. Cause right now, nigga, this here's King of the Ghetto Entertainment, period. You know what I'm talking about? And I am fucking with my nigga Agony Life from the old motherfucking school, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Real motherfucking talk. I'm talking about, nigga, we was teenagers, nigga, kicking grown man ass rhymes and shit. Shit like, I remember some of that shit. Don't get left hole in the bag and shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, nigga, we is photogenic with the motherfucking memory banks. Oh man, how was I? Oh man, it was so much shit, man. Then a nigga sit right there, nigga, I'm talking about slang the beat, one of us to slang a hook. And just, hey, nigga, back and forth. I'm talking about, if that shit would ever came out, Nigga, we'd have been famous way back then before all this other shit went on. The nigga had a power highs. I mean, real talk. I mean, you know, wasn't nobody on the label known. Everybody was hard, though, in their own special, unique type of way. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, but the proof is in the pudding, man. You know, a lot of niggas can find a quarter on the grind, nigga, and get a dollar out of that bitch. Then you got the pessimistic nigga that's gonna look at the quarter and be like, I ain't even finna waste my time bending over picking up this little bullshit. That's what that boy Derek was doing. He ain't wanna waste his time to bend over to pick up that motherfucking quarter that could have very well been transformed into $100,000. And I'm glad he ain't wanna bend down and get that motherfucker, you know what I'm talking about? Say, man, the name of our motherfucking group. First, let me give y'all some real history, though. I am, you know what I'm talking about? I don't even remember my personal name back then, you know what I'm talking about? It was Zero, okay. Shit, okay. You know, I'm fucked up right now, so you know. But, you know, nigga, yeah, the name of the motherfucking group was Nickel Plated Nuts. Nigga, I'm talking about, you gotta really think about that for a second. Like, you know, simple-minded motherfuckers will be like, them niggas saying they got balls of steel. But you know, other motherfuckers might look at it as, these niggas is a damn fool with that pistol, nigga. We some deranged ass niggas with some straps. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm talking about, nigga, you know, slide you up under your own car, some shit like that. You know what I'm talking about? Real gangster shit. You know what I'm talking about, nigga? And they don't lie, it's a drive for me, nigga. Cause you know, hey, nigga trying to keep a nigga dying. Wanna give a nigga $100 or $200 for the motherfucking beat. I mean, like, fuck that, nigga. I'm worth something. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, I stayed dying and I got dying, you know, and eventually I met up with motherfuckers that was financially able to take me where the fuck I wanted to go. And, you know, where I knew I needed to be at, nigga. So therefore, now you got, you know, Zero the Crooked, but all these other different motherfucking names too, nigga. Just wrote the Van Drop shit. That's when I be getting down and humming the motherfucking melodies. And don't get it twisted, nigga. Like Pimp said, I'm talking about none of that old touchy-feely kissing on the mouth ass singing either, nigga. I might sing a motherfucking ass whooping so pretty to your motherfucking ass, but it's still an ass whooping though, you dig? But anyway, yeah, nigga, it was that nigga Agony Life and that nigga Zero, nigga, and we made up Nickel Plated Nuts. I mean, too deep way back, and I'm talking about, nigga, like a decade ago. And I'm man, hold up. So that mean a nigga old. You know, I ain't finna tell these motherfuckers how old I am, but you know, shit, fuck it though, you know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, we did our motherfucking thing. No, nigga, we left our motherfucking mark on the game as far as back then, you know what I'm saying? I kept at it, man, you know what I'm saying? I went and find that nigga Rakesh and that nigga Herman, put out that Look What You Did To Me shit. You know, then a nigga met Trey and shit, and you know, putting out mixtapes to stay afloat, you know, in and out of jail, me, in and out of jail, in and out of jail, whoop a nigga ass, get caught with a gun, get caught with drink, get caught with salt, I mean, goddamn, you know, it was too much getting caught, so I had to lay off of all that shit. So, you know, now, nigga, I'm back home, you know what I'm talking about? Back on my motherfucking grind. And I ain't going back no motherfucking more. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep it locked, nigga, because ain't no telling what me and this nigga finna do. You know what I'm talking about? We might do a motherfucking jam, or we might come kick though your motherfucking eyes if you've been talking that hot shit, that old left-handed ass shit. Say, man, a nigga come find you, man. think about this shit, though. Niggas gonna really slide your motherfucking ass, man. Talking that whole shit, now that old hoe ass and a half ass, old Shirley Temple ass, strong enough for a man-made ass, bullshit ass niggas and hoes. You know what I'm talking about? Nigga, this screwed up click for life, Zero Crooked, a.k.a. Joseph Mack. All motherfucking ready, nigga. Agony life. Zero the Crooked. You know what I'm talking about? We out this bitch.